I kind of felt bad because anytime we interviewed John Schneider, we were interviewing him about Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
He must be on the line, manager
of the AA New Hampshire Fisher Cats. So I said to Travis, you know what? Just because Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is hurt doesn't mean that we have to stop talking to the AA manager. So lo and behold,
here he is.
Here is John Schneider, manager of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. John, I was worried. I wanted you to know we hadn't forgotten about you because I really felt bad about that.
Damn it. It's been weird. The last 2 weeks or so, when a certain third baseman left, it's been like I'm a forgotten guy.
How have you managed without him?
It's been tough. Oh, man. Huh? It's tough writing that lineup every night.
Yeah. Hey, okay, all jokes aside, it's gotten a little warmer. You know, me and you both tried to play when it was freezing cold outside. And if I do remember correctly, last time I talked to you, it was super cold and you were wearing like three pairs of gloves and a couple of hoodies or whatever.
Yeah.
Now it's warmer.
Right.
What have you taken away as a manager and what's made it easier because of the weather to teach AA guys, because that's basically what this is all about, right? Is, you know, I think people forget that a little bit, that you do have talent, but you have to teach them a little bit how to play baseball. How has the weather made that easier?
It's so much easier just to really get productive work in, even if it's just not, if it's for 15 minutes with one guy. It's just, you're not out there blowing on your hands and got a ski mask on trying to explain something to a guy and hoping he doesn't pull a hammy trying to do it. So it's easier, man. It's up here, this part of the country now, this time of year, the weather's been great, minus some rain, but it's so much easier just to really get some specific work done. I know this time of year, Kev, you remember, you don't really kind of grind it out like you did early in the year when you're pushing around the All-Star break, but you're still doing some stuff with these guys that they're working on specifically early, a couple days a week, and it's just much more beneficial.
Now, John, obviously in addition to Vladdy, there are a couple of other guys in the team we've been keeping an eye on, but they've been hitters for the most part. I want to ask you about TJ Zoik, who was just named Pitcher of the Week. Tell us a little bit about his progress, because he's kind of a forgotten guy when a lot of folks talk about Blue Jays prospects.
Yeah, he's been outstanding his last five. I think he's 5-0 with like a 1.5 ERA. Last outing, 8 shutout, 15 ground balls. He's, you know, he's 6'7" and he creates such a great angle and his ball sinks so much. He's got the ability to get hitters out in the zone, which I think really separates you when you get to this level and up to the big leagues, to where you don't, you know, rely on as many chases and you can get guys out while your stuff's in the zone. So he's incorporated his changeup a little bit more in his game plans every day or every start. So I think that's helped get his hitters off of his other stuff. And at the same time, his breaking balls have kind of been playing a tick up too. So sinker is his pitch. He can throw it anytime and get some pretty good results. But when you throw in the mix of the other two, you know, the two breaking balls and the changeup with where he's at right now, he's been phenomenal.
Yeah, John, you know, whenever you had Vladdy there, everybody that showed up wanted to see Vladdy. Now that spot's sort of gone, and it can shine the spotlight on somebody else. And, you know, whenever I was a player, Chad Green was the guy. He was the first rounder. I went to rookie ball with him. Everybody, ESPN, yada, 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 would come and watch him. They'd want to talk to him all the time. And I was always like sort of the odd guy out. And it, you know, made me want to do better. Have you seen a little bit of this from the other position player guys that said, hey, all of a sudden now the attention's off of him and I can sort of steal some of that attention? Have you seen that?
I think a little bit, kind of just the natural answer to that has been Bo and the way he's played. You know, everyone hears Bo and Vladdy in Toronto and it's kind of like package deal. And you know, Bo could have been hitting 370 and it would have been overshadowed by what Vladdy was doing. So I think he's kind of taken it and run with it a little bit. He's up there in the league leaders in hits now, and he's kind of settled into having a pretty good year. And Biggio, too. You know, Biggio's leading the league in homers, and I think he's got 52 RBIs now, which is, I think, what Vlad had before he got hurt, which is pretty ridiculous, being that was 2 weeks ago and Biggio just caught him. But, I think those two guys have really kind of stepped up. Jonathan Davis at the top of the order has been he's been good all year, but he's really, really been solid, up over 300 now, and really kind of sets the tone for what the offense does. So I think those three guys, and you know, they're three out of the top four hitters in the lineup every night. So they've been pretty good here, picking up the slack without Vladdy being here.
Yeah.
John, I wish we had more time to chat with you. I pooched the clock here, unfortunately, so that's my bad. But we'll do it again. We'll do it again, and I promise we'll do it whether or not Vladdy's with you. I guarantee you we'll do it.
Yeah, great stuff, John.
No problem, man.
Take care, man.
I appreciate it. I'll be expecting the call whenever Vladdy comes back. So I'm not holding my breath.
Take care, man.
Thanks. See ya.
See ya.